Hello, Matthew. How was your grandma? Did you go to see the river yesterday? Oh, we did, didn't we? Yes? Yes? It had gone down a lot, though. Has anyone listened to... what was it, Radio Newcastle?
Yes, it's on.
You've listened to it? We saw Mrs. Law as we came out of school. As we passed the school yesterday, rather. And she said the boiler room was drying out nicely. That's happened to my voice this morning. Turn that down a little bit, please, Jim.
I think they're still finding it very hard to adjust to the realities of the campaign.
Jim, can I turn it down a little bit, please? Aren't you used to walking that far? No.
We walked further than that when we went to Crackside.
You walk a long way when you go to cross the Crackside. Would you like to go to Crackside, Richard? He is tired, I think, just nodding his head, isn't he? What are you doing?
Making fortune tellers.
Making what?
Fortune tellers.
Fortune tellers. Oh, I love you.
It's for one.
It's for what?
One.
One.
I don't know what to do for two. What are you doing? Every time.
What is it?
A
thingamy bob. Explain it.
That way. There he is, and if you turn it upside down, he's got a face there, and he's got ears up there, and he's got the ears on the other head of feet.
Oh, that's clever. Have you seen it, Amy? Look. You can have it that way up, or that way up. Brilliant.
I'm
not there
really
you are.
Sure about the side heads yet.
Oh, I see. And what are you doing? Oh, you're making one as well. Jim, how many leaflets did you say you still had to deliver?
Organ says. His side. Here's Castle Square.
Well,
possibly put us through.
Have you got the leaflets? Are you going to ring Martin and see if you can get some, if he's got any more? I just thought if it was any good, if I took Bryony to the hairdresser with me and you took Richard and James, if you could get hold of any before I went out, I need to be out at 9:45. Is that any good or not?
Half an hour when you come back.
Okay. All right. I just thought it would have saved time. Still a lot of roads blocked by snow, according to the television news.
Snow?
Yes?
There isn't any snow now.
Didn't you see the cars yet when didn't you have snow at Lonsdale? Dorothy said her lawn was covered with snow when she arrived yesterday morning, and it was thick on the front of her car.
But we didn't have any.
And you're only 100 yards from her.
Well, we had snow in the garden, but there's
none. Oh, it was. And we saw. Well, you saw some. Who was it? Richard. You were trying to break up a big lump of snow yesterday, weren't you? Where was
on
that?
On the road.
On the road.
In
town.
Yeah.
Yes. That could have fallen off a car because it was a big piece and there wasn't anywhere else.
Mm.
Where else did it say the roads are blocked, Jim?
The road from Pentwood to Ashton is closed because of flooding.
No, I meant...
Back into Pond Sealand. The road from Alston over to Pentwood is blocked with snow and it's passable from Austin over to Weardale only with four-wheel drive vehicles. I didn't mention Carter Bar anywhere else. That's an all-weather road to Austin that's closed.
What are you reading, Richard? I can't see it. What is it? Who? Soccer coaching. You want to be a footballer? I think your brother is tired this morning, Amy. All we're getting from him is nodding. Was he in a bad temper when he got up again?
Yes, he was screaming.
Screaming? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Have you finished it?
One, two, three,
sorry.
Five, six, seven, eight.
You're an expert on these, aren't you, Rebecca?
Yep. Well, I...
Whoops, you've
I
dropped your
I
pencil.
I thought I had to make them quite a while ago because you forgot. No, you forgot. And I said, oh, yeah, no, no, no. And I wouldn't stop making them.
I made them. I started making them quite a while ago.
Said
I. But
Matthew kept trying.
Who's got a hairy chest?
I love your hairy chest.
Oh.
Matthew used to love that one.
Still do. He still does. Red, I've got hairy chest.
Oh, you're still filling in those. What are you making? Is that a hat or a boat? What? The what? The crayons.
I'm going to try and make it waterproof.
Waterproof? Oh, of course, with wax crayon. You'd have to do every single tiny bit.
The triplets?
I know, we've got hardly any crayons left. I think someone's eating them.
Well, I'm not eating them.
Wait,
I don't like them.
Now, are you sure, Richard, you do strange things? Are you sure you haven't eaten the crayons? I don't know where they're disappearing to.
What should I do for seven?
What have you got so far?
I've got Kiss Me Quick, I Love Your Hairy Chest, I Love Your Big Feet, I Love Your Big Ears,
kissy,
I Love
kissy,
You,
kissy.
I Hate You,
Kissy Kissy Kissy. After that I've got the three.
What do you usually put on?
Yeah.
Why, do you want something nice or something horrible?
Princess.
Do you want something complimentary or something insulting?
You're a princess.
Ooh. Who wants to be a princess?
You're a boy.
You're green.
Richard, do you want to be a princess? There you are, we've got a smile out of him. He must be coming round.
Like you said, you get people who are not morning people.
That's right. Well, if I could choose, I would go to bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning and get up at about 10 o'clock in the morning. That would suit me fine.
8 hours sleep?
Well, I would read for an hour before I went to sleep.
7 hours sleep?
Yes. Well, last night I went to bed I went to bed early last night. I was in bed at 11:30. And
early? That's early.
That's early for me. And I read for about an hour.
Then you should go to bed at midnight.
Midnight, 1 o'clock. Depends what I'm doing. I better get my contact lenses in, hadn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens, it's 22 already. I haven't even got my face on. Lenses in. Ooh, where are they? Whose hairy legs are lovely?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a bit of fluff or something on there. Has anyone seen the river this morning?
No. It's probably gone down.
Oh, it was down a tremendous amount yesterday afternoon, wasn't it, Rebecca?
Yep.
Oh, you were there, weren't you? Right from the, what was it? The 9th step it was the night before. Right down to the 2nd from the bottom. Don't say I'm going to have bother with my lenses this morning. This one feels funny. Is anyone here later tonight?
No.
Rebecca, are you? Matthew, are you here after school today?
Yes, I am, but I'm not late.
You're not late. What day is it? Friday. Oh, it's Friday. That's right. Everyone's here.
I think it's Monday because we're off school yesterday.
Yeah, Martin's not coming after school today. His Granny Jean's going to meet him because his mom has to go to Scotland with her work. So Trevor has to push the triplets home in the buggy. Because Jim will be at work, he won't be able to give them a lift in the car. And Granny Jean is going to take Martin home in the bus. And Dorothy's bringing Granny Iris back down from Scotland with her. I think she's probably going to stay overnight. Amy said you were a what?
A bug.
A bug. Well, come to think of it, Rebecca. I do see the similarity.
It was off the fortune.
Oh. She doesn't really think you're a bug then. Oh, yes.
Here he is.
Oh, I've got them. Who has a hairy chest? Oh, yes. Well, you've got a cough, Amy. How long have you had that? You weren't coughing yesterday.
I was.
Were you? I didn't hear you. Right.
Where am I looking? Inside.
Eight. He's saying eight because that's his birthday.
Which colour?
Which colour? I'll have red. What do I do now? Choose a number.
Two.
Six. Five. Two.
I love Jim.
I hate you.
Oh, Rebecca.
I love Jim. I got the opposite.
You love Jim and hate me. Right, I've got to go upstairs and put my face on very quickly.
Don't make a mess of it.
I'll have to do it quickly. Where was that? I was going to take upstairs. That and that. Okay. Right. I haven't got time to do it again, Pet. I've got to get ready. Will you put the papers and things that you finished with, bits of paper in the bin, please, and tidy up the rest of the things. Jim, there's a letter here addressed to Mrs. S. Do you think it must be Shirley? It says inside your sealing traveller's checks. Why would Shirley use our address, do you think? Unless they've sent for two lots and used this address for one. Right. I'll just put it up there. I better go. Where are we? Right, see you shortly. Bye. Have you all got your lunch boxes? Have you got everything, Richard? Right? Okay, let's go. Ooh, should have brought my umbrella, I think. Look at the sky. Come along, don't fiddle around in the middle of the room. Mind the puddle! Oh, you'll have soaking wet socks in school. What, love? I'll let you see this. Oh, can you see that? Come on, Twinkle. You're losing your socks, Rebecca. If you trip up with two hands in your pockets, Amy, you'll have nothing to stop you falling on your nose. Will she? How do you get a flat face if you don't do hard work?
It's just a joke to just get us working.
I see. Stop here, we'll cross here, look. Right, line up to cross the road. Yes. Right, cross now. Pardon? Oh, those huge puddles along the path sometimes take ages to clear away. The weatherman said dry today. Look at it. Doesn't look as if it's going to be dry to me.
The little island is disintegrated. I can go to the Riverton. That's what I've just asked.
Yes, you can have a look at the Riverton. It's right down, Matthew. Time to go across now, because it's nearly 9 o'clock. That's not Dorothy's car, no, it isn't. Who ran in front of the car? Who? The new girl in your class. Who's the new girl in your class? Just stop here a minute. Look, there's a car reversing. Wait a minute till this car gets out onto the road. Wait a minute, Rebecca. You can't cross yet. Is anyone going to decide which way the cars are going here yet?
She's a
person. Right, isn't it?
Our car comes out on the way to school.
Did it? Where?
We just turned around the corner and it comes out. But we got it started again.
Right, you can cross now. Bye, Amy. Bye, Matthew. Bye, Rebecca. I'll come this way. I think they're just going in. Hello. Bye, Richard. Morning, Kathy. Morning, Brenda. It isn't. everyone.
I was listening to the radio.
Were you? What did you hear?
This song.
Pardon? Songs. Wait a minute. Hold on. No cars.
The radio. Uh-huh. Scotland.
That's right. Well,
I got Bucky O'Hare next coming.
Have you?
Got the badge with it.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll see you tonight because I know Granny.
No, I'm not going.
No, I know Granny Jean's collecting you, but Granny Jean usually comes and stands beside me anyway. See you later, Pep. Go straight in because I've just gone in. Bye bye.
Have a good day, girl.
Hello. Bye, Martin. Hello.
Are you busy again?
I am, yes. Oh.
What are you doing? Oh, right.
There we are. A piece of paper. And how are all of you this morning? Is Bryony any better?
Not too bad at all. They all slept 12, nearly 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah,
so aren't you good? Thank you.
I got too early.
You got up too early?
No, you didn't. You got up just right.
No, you were very, very good, Mummy says.
We were pleased, Daddy and I.
I bet you were.
And we got up this morning, and I said to Trevor, have the kids been up in the night? So I thought, have I slept through everything and left him with a lot? But no.
This
I put them to bed at 10 to 7, they were shattered.
Well, you had a busy day yesterday, didn't you? This morning, I'm going to go to the hairdressers. So Jim's going to look after you. I won't be away very long.
Say, that's fine. That's fine.
Yes.
Well, you go away.
I'm going to the hairdressers because I usually go today, don't I? But you're here today instead. So instead of going this afternoon, I'm going this morning while Jim's at home before he goes to work.
Oh, I'm going to look after the house.
You're going to look after Jim. How about that?
Jim needs a lot of looking after.
Right. Oh! Get this seat belt off, this car seat off me now.
Oh. Now watch the puddle.
Oh, dear.
James, in
this. Come along, Richard. Your brother's being naughty. He's run away up the street, look. Where's Bryony? Oh, Bryony, stay there. I'll lift you over the puddle. Don't come through it. Right, Richard. Wait a minute. No, you're not going to run away. Come and see Jim. You go to Mummy while I close the other car door, look. In you go.
He's going to get a smack bottom.
In you go. Go and find Jim, can you?
I'm not chasing after him.
Cathy, Dorothy, Jane, you've decided to come back, have you? Got you. You thought you were going to escape, didn't you? Get in that house. Wipe your feet, clever boy. Wipe your feet. Feet wiped. Come on, wipe your feet. Feet wiped, please, clever boy. Show me how you do it. Come, oh, very, very good. Oh, very good indeed. There we are. In you go, find Jim. Go and say good morning to Jim. Have you said good morning, Jim?
Where's this letter?
Where's what letter?
I'm doing a picture.
You're doing a picture, are you? Bye.
Can you're at work.
You're at work already. You're doing it very nicely. She's drawing a picture, Mummy, very nicely.
Right.
Well, what are you doing, Richard?
The thing I'm going to concentrate on with you now is to stop you running away.
Mine. It's mine.
So that's what you're going to be getting smack butters for now.
Mine.
Not much else.
It's what, Bryony? It's what? That's that one, yes. What are you drawing?
I'm drawing a picture.
Yes, but what are you drawing a picture of?
I'm drawing a circle.
You've drawn a circle? You're drawing a circle as well? What colour is this circle? You've drawn
it.
Yes, that's right. That's orange. That's an orange circle.
Could you give these to Trevor to go on the buggy tonight?
Oh, yes. Right.
We'll put them stuffy for.
Put those okay. At that end, look. Yeah.
Look at our
it's,
picture.
I had to freeze it, so defrost it in the fridge during the night.
Right. No problem. No problem.
And Martin, you remember going to his mom's?
Yes.
When
she's been at the school gate, she comes and stands with me anyway, usually, so I'll see her.
I just couldn't believe it. Shall I pick Martin up? Because Trevor's walking up with the chair.
Well,
I thought she was really pushing him.
There you are.
Okay.
I wonder what's brought this change of heart.
What time have you to be in Clackmannan?
2 o'clock,
but I've got to be in the computer for a while.
The road from Clayton to Washington is
closed. I wonder if I'll get
through
Longhurst okay.
Well, you should. You never mentioned that.
I'm wondering whether to go the A1 way or Longhurst way. I mean, there's no easy way to get there.
They never mentioned the... Well, there is a dip between Offham and Widrington, isn't there? There's quite a dip there. But they've never mentioned that.
You've made green?
But it was quite full yesterday. Let's when I was in Washington.
Oh, you have done green and red, yes. That's a beautiful picture.
He's brought Goldilocks, Sam. Can he bring it home, please? Because he reads it at night before he goes to bed. I mean, if he doesn't,
You should have left your Goldilocks at home and just used mine.
Oh, you see.
And then you wouldn't forget it.
He feels a bit aggrieved because he thinks James had an extra Goldilocks story yesterday.
Because what?
James had an extra Goldilocks story yesterday, so he's brought it with him. Today it's his book.
Oh, I see. Is that your book today? The tissues in the kitchen, I think. What, Pep? Pardon? The three billy goats gruff. I don't know where it should be. The three billy goats gruff should be with all the books. I read it to them yesterday afternoon. We practiced, didn't we? Because when we went to nursery yesterday morning, Jim, all the children sat on the floor for the story. And these three wouldn't, because they're used to sitting on the chair arm, aren't you? But we'd better practice sitting on the floor for stories so that you're ready for nursery when you go properly in May.
Well, if you practice, then I'll practice for not running off. See you tomorrow.
Oh, no. Oh. James, this hole in the corner near the door is being stuffed with all kinds of things. I bet that's where half my crayons are.
Yes, it's in the front room.
Look, no, Richard, I don't want things stuffing down that hole. Put it in the bin, clever boy. Come and say bye-bye to Mummy, look, because she's in a hurry. Are you coming to the door? All right, put it in the bin quickly, and then come and say bye-bye to Mummy. Hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up. That's it. Oh, what a polite boy.
I know.
You want Beethoven?
You want Beethoven?
Right.
Who wants Beethoven music? All right, you can have Beethoven music. I'm going to go and wave to your mummy, seeing as no one else will. Horrible lot. I'll wave to you. They're too busy jumping around wanting Beethoven music. Well, they don't like Elvis. James doesn't anyway. He switched it off. Are you staying at your mum's tonight?
No. I'm staying at
the mother's. Oh. How long is your mother going to stay? Don't look like that.
Well, the thing is, my mum and Trevor's auntie Edna have started writing to each other and have become friends. So we'll see you again at Christmas, she's saying to Auntie Edna. So they've both invited themselves again.
Oh, God.
And my mum's going to on holiday to Wales, she thinks, this summer. Which I'm really pleased about, because she's never done that before.
Yes.
Well, she might be going with a friend. And I think she's planning on meeting up with Auntie Edna. So it's going to be a conspiracy against us.
Auntie Edna's Trevor's Auntie Edna, that's right, yeah. Yes. Oh, well.
Lovely, separately. Put them together and I think we've lost out.
Oh, well. Hang on, I can't hear you. What?
Martin still calls her Auntie Yaki Da.
Auntie Yaki Da. Yaki Da. Right, I'll see you on Monday. Bye. You're not having a look at Beethoven music, you're listening to Beethoven music. Who wants Mozart?
After
Beethoven what?
After Beethoven music.
You want Mozart music, do you?
After Beethoven music.
I see.
And then Mozart music.
And Bryony's going to play the piano at the same time, is she? Pardon? Oh yes, they've sprouted up. Which is what? Yes, that's Billy Goat Gruff. Look at these begonias. They're growing bigger, aren't they? I think that umbrella tree is going to have to be thrown out. Hello, Bryony.
Come on.
Yes, I'm in here as well. Well, how can you listen to music and listen to the three Billy Goats Gruff at the same time? Why don't you save the story for when I go to the hairdresser? Because I'll be going out in...
Hello!
In what? Have you? Oh, thank you. Right, Jim's made me some coffee, so while you have the story, I'll go and drink my coffee.
I found it for you.
You found it for me? What is it you found for me?
I found the card.
Oh, my Mother's Day card. That's the one from Jim. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Righty. Come and have your milk and biscuits. I've got it ready. Come along, Briony.
All right, I'll put it off then.
Jim, put it
don't
off.
Touch. Go with Anne.
Come along then, it's ready. Because I've got to go out in a few minutes. Come along, James.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm going to give you your milk and biscuits.
Are you going your hand?
What have I got in my hand? I've got a tape recorder in my hand. Right, let's have you at the table. Briony wants to sit in her own chair today, so you sit on your own chair today.
No, I don't.
Well, she might want to swap later. You don't want to go on your own chair. You haven't sat on your own chair all this week. Come on, clever boy. Because I've got to go out in 10 minutes. I'm going to get my hair done and you're going to look after Jim, aren't you? Come along. Up you jump. Let's see how quickly you can jump up off the floor. See if you can jump up.
I dropped it in.
I thought you'd had yours when you made mine. I'll make
you. I made yours. I
never brought. Oh, sorry. I didn't see it was in there. Let's see how quickly Richard can jump up. See if he can jump up before I count three. One, two, three. Oh, he can't. Come on, Twinkle, up you come. You're going to have a squawk, are you? Don't you want this nice biscuit? No, don't. There's yours, look, James. Don't eat your brother's as well. Oh, well. Richard doesn't want his biscuit. He hasn't. I got it back off him. Look, there it is. There it is. Up you jump.
He just got it. I just want to have it in my room.
We'll go out after dinner, shall we? We'll go and see if the river's gone down anymore. See if the swans have come back, shall we? Very deep. I don't think
it's
well.
I'm not gonna swap a door. I'm not gonna go in my own chair.
You're not going to go in your own chair. Well, in that case, wait till Briony's finished hers and then you can sit in her chair. Will that do you? You mean? No, you haven't. Are you going to drink yours later then?
I'm going to later.
I think I'll have to get some straws and you can practice drinking with straws. Of course, they have little milk bottles at nursery school, don't they? With straws.
So we can drink.
But you have to keep your bottle flat on the table. You haven't to pick your bottle up. You want to have a book? Later. Have your milk and biscuit first.
We want to use... I'm going to use the...
Look, if you're going to pick your milk up, turn round straight, please, at the table. Otherwise, it'll go all over you and you'll be soaking wet. You don't want a bath in milk, do you? You're not called Cleopatra by any chance. Cleopatra was an Egyptian queen who had baths in milk.
Are you going out?
Am I going out? I'm going to get my hair done.
Which show are you going
to get? I usually go on Friday afternoon after I've been to aerobics at lunchtime.
I'm going to get.
But because you're here today, because you're not usually here on Friday, are you? Because you're here today, I have to go this morning while Jim's not at work. Because Jim has to go to work when he's had his dinner. Don't put your finger in your cup while you're drinking. That's it.
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking.
No, are you drinking carefully? Is your yours all gone?
It is.
Oh, what a clever boy. Give it to me then and I'll put it in the...
Beautifully covered.
You're drinking it very cleverly, you are. That's it, clever boy. Right, let me just wipe your mouth, James. Come here, little Jim.
Where's it gone?
Where's what gone? Come here and let me give your mouth a wipe.